The next patient is Angel Ferrogrino. The last name, F like in Foxtrot, E-R-E-G-R-I-N-O. First name, Angel, A-N-G-E-L. This is the clinical case of a 58-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 2-A3. The patient has significant proteinuria. The patient has aggressive diabetes with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, retinopathy, glaucoma, and significant nephropathy. The quantification of the protein this time, 6.5 grams in 24 hours. The patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.65. A blood urea nitrogen of 27. And an estimated GFR that is 48 mL per minute. There is not a significant hyperfiltration. The patient has been treated with the SGLT2 inhibitor. Has maintained the kidney function, however, the proteinuria remains severe. Number two, hyperkalemia. The serum potassium is 6. The patient is taking potassium supplementation, which is going to be stopped. And at the same time, we are going to make sure that the patient follows a low potassium diet. All the literature pertinent to hypokalemia or potassium restriction was given to the patient. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has significant elevation of the cholesterol with a serum cholesterol of 265 and a triglycerides that are in the 200s. We're going to start the patient on atorvastatin 40 milligrams every day that was sent to Walmart. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia that is treated with the administration of allopurinol. Following number, diabetic neuropathy treated with the administration of gabapentin. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient had an abdominal discomfort that was evaluated by the gastroenterologist in Lake Wales. They found a cecal polyp that was excised. There was improvement of the abdominal discomfort. The patient is supposed to go back to the gastroenterologist in about 5 months. Following number, insomnia. The patient is going to be given temazepam, 30 milligrams on a daily basis. We are going to stop the administration of trazodone because of the headache that the patient experiences when he takes the medication. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.